Eckerd College, W E C X. Live at Radio St. Pete. I want to welcome the station managers, Madeline Merrick and Taj Sorensen. Welcome.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
Thank you for having us.
Well, tell everybody who you are, what you do, and what just happened on campus to the station. You've expanded. Let's just go.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Maddie Merrick. I'm a senior this year at Eckerd College who is majoring in animal studies. And Taj, you want to go ahead and introduce yourself first?
Yeah, my name is Taj. I'm a junior on campus this year, and I'm a major in marine science.
You're also a music student.
I am a music student.
We're both music students, yeah.
Music minors, yep.
All right, we're going to talk about that. Tell us what happened at the station and what you're doing on the station and the big news about your big expansion.
Yeah, absolutely. So over the summer, Taj and I were able to start a GoFundMe, and we raised $3,000 to redo the studio for the first time since the 90s. So we have brand new equipment, sound system. We redid the walls. We put all new padding in it.
All new paint.
We took down carpeting.
Yeah.
We reorganized all the CDs and records in alphabetical order. It's great. It looks awesome.
And you cultivate hosts. So tell us a little bit about the programming and both the interviews and information and news and also the music.
Yeah. So Eckerd, for WEX is Eckerd's biggest club on campus. We have 80 different DJs, and they have the free will to do whatever they want for the hour in the studio. We have talk shows. We have a weather channel, basically. We've got people who just play music. Really anything that you can imagine is on our radio.
You also do, you're responsible for some incredible events there. Is there such a thing as Wexapalooza?
Yes,
oh,
we
absolutely.
Have some huge events on campus. Probably the biggest events on campus is what we like to say.
It's definitely the
Our
biggest events.
Our two biggest ones is Wexapalooza, which we can talk about a little more, and Sex with Wex, which is a really cool event that we do as well.
Okay, let's talk about Wexapalooza, and then, I don't know, are we public radio? We'll talk about the next one. Wexapalooza first.
We can definitely talk Wexapalooza. So this event started 2 years ago by our old manager, Jordan Malice, who invited local bands and bands that are at Eckerd, and they came in and they played all day long. It's basically like Lollapalooza, but like Eckerd version. This year, we are hoping to have a pretty big and exclusive artist who is from the Tampa Bay area, but that can be discussed later. And we're really excited for this year. We're going to have hopefully like a new like venue. We're going to have food. It's just going to be a good place. And it is just a good place for Eckerd students to come and hang out and do something for free in like a safe and like welcoming environment.
And what month is that?
This is going to be in April.
That's wonderful. What is Sex with Wex?
Yeah, so that's an event where we teach college kids the safe aspects of sex and queer sex, and bring live drag queens to campus and give people a space to be themselves and educate themselves.
Well, I know that Eckerd College and, of course, your wonderful provost, who we love, President Jim, is very supportive of diversity, lots of clubs. So I want to talk a little bit about how you all got into radio, and then I'm going to talk to you more about music. Let's start with you, Maddie.
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say getting started with radio, honestly, I was more interested in music, in concerts. I'm a huge concert person. I've probably been to over 100 concerts. If that's something like, you know, like Willie Nelson or local bands and artists to, I mean, even like Taylor Swift just got done with her Eras tour. I was lucky enough to go twice. And right. And just seeing how cool like the aspect of like live music was, I thought when I saw Wex on campus, I was like, hey, this is like a good way to like get more into like the music industry and see what the behind the scenes aspects of it were. So I joined, let's see, I want to say the end of my sophomore year. And since then, I've fallen in love with it, and it's been a great and fun experience.
And you know, I'm going to ask you to start interviewing musicians at Janus, and you know that we want to have
absolutely.
Those. We definitely want to have those. Taj, what about you, my friend?
Yeah, so mine's a little different. I've always been super into radio. One of my favorite movies growing up is Pump Up the Volume, which is a pirate radio station, one of my favorites ever. Again, with Almost Famous is another one of my favorite movies ever. And coming to Eckerd, I knew Wex was a thing, and I knew that's exactly what I wanted to do. So literally my first day on campus, I went to our old manager, Jordan, and I said, hey, I want to be a part of WEX. Let me be a part of WEX. And they're like, oh, you're like one of the first freshmen who's ever been interested in being like on the board of WEX. And now I'm co-managers with Maddie. So yeah, radio is a huge part of my life and always has been.
I love that. And you know that Radio St. Pete was founded by a pirate radio guy, Rick Randall. Hey, Tim, tell us a little bit about that, can you? You probably know more about that than I do.
I actually don't know much about that. I did hear him. I think you were interviewing him the other day on Radio St. Pete. I caught that interview. But yeah, I don't know. He they would broadcast from a ship out in the waters off
England,
of
England, right?
Yeah, off of the shore of the UK. And eventually those all got shut down and they started regulating radio like the US does. But yeah, it's he lived a crazy life, apparently. He's done all sorts of interesting things.
And if you're listening right now, you're hearing Tim Valley, who is our audio engineer, but also the producer, and he's on Florida Folk Show on Saturday. So, you know, and that was not me. I think it was on WMNF. So his show actually simulcasts on WMNF, and he has lived a crazy life. So pirate radio, I believe that either Jay or Joe bought the license from him, but he is actually the reason that Radio St. Pete is born on the 4th of July.
Oh, how cool.
Right? Tell me a little bit, Maddie, about what people are thinking about on campus, what some of the shows are like, the talk shows, and then I'm going to turn to Taj, and she's going to tell us a little about the music.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, when our hosts come in, they get an hour out of their week to basically, we give them free range, talk about whatever they want to talk about. They can have a podcast with their friends. We've had parents in the studio before, which is always really fun. I've had my sister in there with me before, just chit-chatting and hanging out. But yeah, it's basically just a good space for our students to feel like they can be whoever they want to be, talk about pretty much everything. I mean, like we said, we don't really censor anything. So I know a lot of our, when I tune in and listen, which I'm basically listening all the time to see what our hosts are playing, it's always just good to see how confident I think our students are sounding. They just are really passionate about whatever they're talking about, whether it's political stuff, stuff that's going on, and maybe in their own personal lives, or things that they're interested in, like music, and talking about their favorite artists. It's just fun to hear you know, students get really involved and talk about things that they're passionate about.
Well, we look forward to having some of those student interviews and music shows here on Radio St. Pete and vice versa. What about you, Taj? Tell us a little bit about the music that people are talking about. Is it punk? Is it indie? What is it that they're doing?
Funny you say so. My whole show is called Taj's Punk Happy Hour. So I get on the radio and talk about different punk music. I go through the history of punk sometimes. Just last week I did all women in punk, and I'll go really deep into the punk history. But we really play any and all genres on the radio. There's 80 DJs once again, so all 80 of us have different music tastes. One of our good friends, Miles, he's the co-manager for WEX. He did a whole Bossa Nova set last night. So it really ranges anywhere from hardcore punk to classical music, really.
And you're going to do a little, we won't say the word TD because that is, of course, a copywritten word, but you're going to be doing live and music. We do our Common Chords with Jay Kolb, our music director, on Tuesday nights. L.A. Moore does a Songwriter's Hour on Saturday, and then, of course, Tim Valley and Pete Gallagher and Posse, the Florida Folk Show, which is sponsored by Will McLean Foundation.
Yeah, the Will McLean Foundation out there in Brooksville.
Awesome.
Tim, do you have any questions for these radio folks coming out of WMNF and having worked in radio?
Well, so you guys both are majoring in not radio things. Are you planning on staying with radio once you graduate, or what are your...
That's actually so funny you say that. So, you know, going to Eckerd, I obviously knew that I was, really interested in, like, marine animals and wanted to do something with that. But ever since I got started with radio, I mean, I'm getting ready to be graduating here in May. So I am interested in pursuing a career in this industry for sure.
There you go.
Yeah, radio I've always been in love with. I would love to continue it in my life. After undergrad, I would love to move to Europe, so hopefully European radio instead. Okay. But yeah, I'd love to stick with radio and all the music things I do in my life.
Folks, if you've just joined us, we are talking to the WEX station manager, Madeline Merrick and Taj Sorensen. This is going to be the first time you're going to hear from them because we have enlisted them as correspondents for Radio St. Pete and vice versa. We're looking forward to seeing Radio St. Pete on campus. So if you don't go to Eckerd College, how far does the signal go out?
So our website, you can listen anywhere in the world. We have listeners from all over, Finland, literally everywhere in the world. You can listen to WEX.
You're an international radio station.
Yep.
Absolutely. Advice for people who want to go and do what you're doing into radio and into music.
Yeah. My biggest advice is to go for it, put your all in it, and stay loud.
Yeah. I would say my biggest advice is just to always be yourself, be confident in whatever you're trying to pursue, and always follow your dreams.
Yeah. Listen, folks, I hope that you'll tune in. We're going to be doing this once a month with Taj and Maddie, Tim Valley, who we are so blessed to have here in the studio. From Radio St. Pete, we're local music, news, sports, and interviews. Let's give a shout out to WEX. Yo, WEX!
WEX!